It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday night to you. Friday evening. Friday afternoon. Friday whatever, depending on where the hell you live. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. You can always listen to this show every weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. On the free Odyssey app, I say it again, it's free. We're heading into the weekend. You're going to put gas in your car? You're going to get some groceries? You're going to buy some takeout? You're going to go to a movie? Are you on your way to a date? You going home to your family? None of that stuff is free. It costs money. The Odyssey app is free. Thank you to everybody listening live and local, wherever the hell they live, on their Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Do you have SiriusXM? Then you got money. Send me some. You can listen on 158, channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. We talked about Anthony Richardson, his performance last night. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, I know it's a preseason game. And thank you to George Bremer from the Herald Bulletin for joining us as we talked about the Colts. Thank you also, oh so much. College football is tomorrow. We got Georgia Tech, FSU, playing the opening game of the college football season in Dublin, Ireland. Thank you to Dustin Lewis from Sports Illustrated, covers all things Seminoles, for coming through and getting us all ready. We got into Sauce Gardner basically saying Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, and felt like he struggled to say that. Bill Belichick, coaches don't have to wait 5 years, five seasons to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame anymore. They only have to be gone for 1 year. This means that Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, they might get in 2026. It'd be interesting if they, well, Pete Carroll, I don't think he's coaching in the NFL again. Belichick, I think he's just waiting on somebody to get fired from a good team, like the Eagles. We talked about Max Scherzer. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He should probably hang it up. This man had to get scratched from a rehab start because of body soreness, just general soreness. He's had, man, had back surgery in the offseason, and arm, can't feel his arm, all of this. He's just trying to play baseball. Man, you're making $44 million. You've made more than, what, $300 million in your career? Just sit your ass down. Stay at home. Talked about Keon Coleman with the Buffalo Bills. This man is not just a joke. He's out there to prove to people he's out there playing football. And so we've had a busy, busy show. We got more to do as the hour continues on. You know, we talked about Pete Carroll. He said that he's going to be at USC, going to be teaching, helping out. Lincoln Riley is going to welcome him in with open arms. And then we have a very interesting story involving Colorado. Could you imagine if the Saudis, the Saudi investment fund, the public investment fund, could you imagine if they started like a collective to help out Deion? They'd be buying everybody. It didn't happen, not yet, but we'll get into that as well. And, of course, at the end of the show, I'll share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. We have quite a few callers who are here. I don't know what the hell they want, but we're going to find out. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to, who's this? Who the hell is it? Donald. Donald's calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Donald?
Hey, JR.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I just getting done with work. And good. I turned you on after work because you're on, so I listened to you. And I've been watching the draft and listening to the draft and watching all the teams play. I think Chicago, yeah, they got a great quarterback, hopefully. But I think you're underestimating the Packers a little bit. And that's okay because that way we can slip underneath the wire, but so to say.
Hold on, Donald. What did I say that's underestimating the Packers? I didn't give any predictions.
Nope, you didn't. Absolutely not. But you,
this is why I'm asking, what did I say that's underestimating them?
Well, that's why. I think what? That's why you're here today, because you never mentioned him. I freaked out today that you mentioned him. Yeah, I actually freaked out that you even mentioned him today. I listen to your podcast all the time. I never hear you say anything. I hear you talk about the Rams. I hear you talk about the Ravens. I hear the 49ers all the time. But last year, we only lost by 3 points against the 49ers, and we spanked the Dallas Cowboys' ass. And, yep, Green Bay could be in the mix. So they didn't take no steps back,
Donald, that is wholly reasonable, because the teams that I mentioned, they have a track record. The Green Bay Packers don't have a track record because their starting quarterback has only played for one season.
He had a half a year. He had a half of a good year, and I don't know. They're just flooded with wide receivers, talented wide receivers. And they got a new defensive coordinator, so I think, you know, I don't know. Maybe my hope is higher than my reasoning.
You just have to watch the games, enjoy them, and see what they do. Are you telling me you're 100% certain that they're going to just go back into the playoffs and win a round and then win another one? And are you certain of that?
No, hell, I'm maybe 82%, maybe 85%. All right. Pretty damn high,
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I do have to go ahead, and I have to go on. Just enjoy the season, Donald. Call me back like halfway. Call me back quarterway, and let's talk about it.
Philly and the Packers first week, next week. Not next week, the week after
Brazil.
That. All right, man. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, dude. Take care, Donald. Yeah, what is we're not talking about the Packers because, first of all, and this should be good. This is actually good. There's no controversy. Like, what is there to discuss right now from a national perspective when it boils down to the Packers? I just said it. The only question, what are they going to do this season? Okay, you can have a conversation about, who's the next best wide receiver on the team? What else is there to do? We got to see them play. It's like the Texans. What am I going to say? We're going to talk about the Texans? They got to go out there and play again. It's easy to talk about the Cowboys because we've seen what they've done year after year. The same thing with the 49ers year after year. Okay, Green Bay, they had a great season. Shocked the hell out of everybody. Same thing with the Texans. Shocked the hell out of everybody. I hope for their benefit and the benefit of their fans that they keep it up. They no guarantee that they will. We just got to wait and see. I think it's nice to not, a lot. Sometimes it's good not to have to talk about somebody. Because most times you talk about somebody, it's for something that's not good. Why have we talked about the 49ers? Because Brandon Ayuk still doesn't have a contract. I feel like every 3 days, Hickey, we didn't talk Cowboys. Did we talk Cowboys this week? I don't think at all, right?
No. There's been no news out of Dallas.
Nothing. I think maybe CeeDee Lamb might have mentioned him once. Maybe. Sometimes it is good to go under the radar because that means you drama-free. 855-212-4227. Rashawn is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Hey, man, I just want to ask you something, man. As a Ravens fan living in Baltimore, that's also a Cowboys fan, you know, growing up. That was my childhood team that I never let go. I always dreamed to see them in the Super Bowl facing each other. But don't look like that's going to happen on the Cowboy end, though. So what is your take on if you're the GM for the Cowboys, right, and you got the CeeDee Lamb that won all this money, he went to be the highest paid receiver, got to decide what you're going to do with Dak, got to pay him, what, $60 million a year, and also Michael Parsons is going to be the highest paid defensive end. Would you consider trading if we can work out something with CeeDee Lamb if a team is willing to give us a couple first-round picks?
No, I don't think so. No,
you don't, really?
No, I don't think so. Because the capital that you'd have to give up, like I don't even know what the precedent would be. It'd have to be multiple first round picks. Like it's not even so much from a Cowboys perspective of, we can certainly go ahead and find a wide receiver. I just told you about the Packers. All of the success that they had last year, and it might be Christian Watson. People are saying, who's the guy? You know, is it
right?
Coach LaFleur is like, I'm sick of talking about, you know, all of our wide receivers are good. But let's be real. And in most cases, you got to have at least, I guess, one killer that's a wide receiver on your team to help get you to the Super Bowl, even if he's not a typical wide receiver, a pass catcher, okay?
Right.
Is it Travis Kelce? I mean, is it Jerry Rice? I mean, we can go on down the list, especially in the NFL we live in right now. Who's jumping up to get that ball in the end zone?
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's a good point. So in that case, you're saying you would keep CeeDee Lamb and pay him.
You keep all three. The Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are I don't want to say they're up against the wall, but when you start like lopping people off, you really move into the great unknown. Okay? You have to keep Dak Prescott. That goes without saying. You got to keep him. All right? CeeDee Lamb. You got to score points. This is the NFL. You got to throw the rock around. You keep him. Michael Parsons is not due right now. The NFL salary cap continues to go up and up and up. The Dallas Cowboys are the highest valued sports franchise on planet Earth. They've exceeded now $10 billion. By the time we really start looking at this, come on. Dak got a contract 4 years ago, and it's like, hey, here's 40 mil. He was making a second to Patrick Mahomes at 45 per, and everybody's like, whoa, this makes no sense. Like,
right.
We got to come to reality. For today in 2024, giving Dak Prescott 60, everybody else is sitting at 50 and 53 and 55. We're going to blink. And in 2 or 3 years, these guys playing now, give Caleb Williams time. He's going to be out there saying, you know what, I want 70. I want 75. You think about it that way.
See, I just don't see it feasible us winning it all when you got three of your players taking up, what, I guess with 50-60% of your cap, whatever that would be. Like, it just, I didn't see the Patriots winning the Super Bowl like that back in the day with three players, the highest paid at their position. You just don't win Super Bowls like that in the NFL.
The Dallas Cowboys have painted and put themselves in this position because these are contracts in the past that they, even now, they could have taken care of Dak Prescott already. Why is it getting ran up? Because they're running it to the end of the line. All these other quarterbacks have gotten paid. It's the same thing with CeeDee Lamb. Why are you running him to the end of the line? It's not like Justin Jefferson, you know, he got paid yesterday and CeeDee Lamb is just like, oh, now he got paid months ago. They could have taken care of this. But they wait some more and the price goes up. The price went up the last time they paid Dak and they had to give him 40 right behind Mahomes. They don't have anybody to blame but themselves. I agree with you, but there's only two options here with the Dallas Cowboys. You continue on with the route and the hole that you've dug. You got to keep digging that hole, or you just say, I'm done with this one. I got to start from scratch and start digging somewhere else. That's it.
That's what I would do, man. Honestly, I think.
Well, when the owner is old as dirt, when the owner is the face of the organization, when the owner can't get out of his own way, this is what you get. That might be the most feasible thing. The Dallas Cowboys might continue on, and I don't know, maybe not 12-5 this year. They may win 10 games and go to the playoffs and be eliminated. They may have to fall flat on their faces. This might have to explode. This might have to hit the you-know-what before there's any type of changes with the team. I wish I could tell you something different. But the Dallas Cowboys are just like a ticking time bomb. They're ticking, they're ticking, they're ticking. It's exciting. You're looking at it. It's like, oh, it's sparkly. Ooh, it's sparkly. Sparkles are nice. Ooh, we're going to get fireworks. And instead of getting fireworks, you get explosive in your face. It's terrible. Yeah, sorry for the stupid, analogy, but you get what the hell I'm saying. It's not going to end well. I'm sorry. I don't. What did the Cowboys do that's different? What? Ezekiel Elliott? I mean, I don't think he'd be good at this stage as a situational runner. If you take a look at all the stats and look at all the numbers, yards per carry has decreased. This man has been, or at least at the beginning of his career, was a workhorse. I don't know about these Cowboys. Offensive line is different. I don't know about these Cowboys. Good enough to get this postseason? Yeah. To do something when they get there? No, not at all. It'll be another disaster season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. It's 855-212-4227. We'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, I had mentioned to you about Pete Carroll. This man wants to teach. The head coach of USC says, I will bring him in with open arms. And then in Colorado, is Deion Sanders going to get his hands on some of that money from Saudi Arabia? Could you imagine? Are the Saudis getting ready to take over everything? We'll talk about it. I'll get to your calls here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. No, let's hop to one state in particular. Let's hop to California. Because now that Pete Carroll doesn't have a damn job, we already heard Pete Carroll say that he's going to teach at USC. And we didn't get too much insight into what the hell that meant. He said he's going to provide details later. But maybe he doesn't have the details. Maybe that's the issue. And Hickey, you made a point that maybe Lincoln Riley doesn't even want this guy around. You know, does he want him in his space? Does he want him over his shoulder? Pete Carroll is a legend. This guy won a championship that is kind of interestingly marked in the record books. But anyway, Lincoln Riley spoke to the media, and he actually said he'd be excited, he'd be elated, he'd be thrilled if Pete Carroll was sticking around somewhere on the staff.
Coach has been great to me. We've had a chance to catch up pretty often, check in with each other. He's been a great resource and a great person to be able to pick his brain, and he's been very good to me. So, yeah, shoot, I'm excited he's going to be here more, and would be crazy to not take advantage of having him around. So whether it's in an official role or not, he's made it very clear that, you know, we've got a good open line of communication. It's one that I appreciate and respect very much, and we'll always never hesitate to pick up the phone and call him or to reach out to him, because of obviously how successful he was as a coach. And he's obviously got a great knowledge of this place. I've been appreciative of his help and his friendship, and be glad to have him around a lot more.
Come on, Hickey, politically correct answer. He don't want that man around.
All it does is bring attention toward his job. And you see that USC schedule, LSU week one, at Michigan week three. You lose both of those games. Hey, Pete's on the staff already. Put him as coach again.
That's not going to happen, but it will generate unwanted attention. It will generate controversy. And in a lot of cases, the coach prior or the legendary coach, they typically know to, like, stay the hell out the way. I mean, if we go out to New England, we've heard Jerron Mayo say, I haven't heard squat from Bill Belichick. And why would he? Bill Belichick just got fired. Like, coaches stay out of guys' ways just to pretty much avoid that situation. Lincoln Riley has been there for 2 years now. This is going to be his first season without Caleb Williams at the helm. He now has Moss, who's going to be running the situation. And you think about Lincoln Riley, you just go through the quarterbacks that he's worked with, whether it's Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield, obviously Caleb Williams. Is Miller Moss going to kind of fall in line there? I have no idea. None whatsoever. But having Pete Carroll sticking around, no, just stay home. If Pete Carroll wants to pop up here and there, then sure. Hickey, I told you, he's not even going to work with the football team. He's going to teach philosophy. That's it.
I was about to ask, what do you think he's going to teach? You think it is like philosophy, deeper thinking?
He seems like such a positive guy. Like, did he ever, really ever come across as a football? I've never sat at a practice. I'm not one of his players. Has he ever come across as a football coach to you? If you put these guys in a lineup, every coach, at any point in time, and you walk by Pete Carroll, more so as he's gotten older, he'd probably be the guy in the line, like, least likely to be the coach of a football team, no?
Yeah, I mean, based on looks, I would probably agree with that. Cliff Kingsbury, maybe.
He's chewing gum, wearing khakis, and grandpa shoes. Like, what a...
Well, I mean, when you are 70, what, 72, 73?
Yeah.
I mean, he's wearing the style that's appropriate for him.
Excuse me? There's an appropriate style?
You just said grandpa shoes. Yeah, of course.
So Pete Carroll could not wear... You couldn't see him in a... I don't know.
The only difference between him and a real grandpa is that his white sneakers are Nike. Most of them are, you know, New Balance. So he's a little bit, you know, I guess we'll say on the cooler trend. No disrespect.
I thought New Balance was... I thought young people wear New Balance now. That's the thing.
It's making a comeback. I think old and young, I think in the middle generation is where the gap is.
Oh, okay. That would be me, I guess. All right. Okay. I got on Nike right now. I got on Nike shoes. Yeah, but they're not Air Monarchs, so I don't know. I'm probably out of style.
But you, 30 years from now, I bet you'll be wearing similar shoes to what Pete Carroll has.
30 years? You think? No. Air Monarchs? 30 years from now, I'm going to be on a hoverboard. I won't even have to walk, okay?
You're probably right.
I ain't walking nowhere. Nowhere. Won't even need shoes. I'll have robot feet. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know what? 30 years from now, ain't all that far away, Hickey. You know? I may not have to.
2054?
Yeah, I'm not going to have to open the door with keys. I'll just wave my hand in front of it because I have a chip in my hand. My eyeballs will open doors. You know, come on. We got facial recognition. When I open up my bank app, I don't even have to type anything. It reads my face. Like, how wild is that, man? Come on.
It's a lot of surgery, though, for this. Wave your use a chip in the hand, eyeballs opening up doors. Like,
we're gonna be half robot, half human.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Cyborg, RoboCop and Terminator, something like that.
You like that idea?
No, I don't.
Guess it'd help us live longer.
I told you a couple of weeks ago I didn't like the idea of Dolly the sheep. But here we are. Somebody's sitting around trying to clone somebody. So what can I say? Modern technologist. 855-212-4227. Brandon is calling from Boise, Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon? Hey, Brandon, you're live on the radio. What's up? Oh my goodness. Oh, Hickey, did that guy have an agenda? What was he waiting? He was waiting on stuff? What was his problem?
Maybe there's a delay out in Boise?
A delay?
You know, you're down in like the lower corner in Atlanta. He's in the upper corner in Boise. Like, maybe there's just a little delay getting there.
And speaking to him or his brain, which one?
Speaking. You know, I think the words take a long time to travel that far.
All right. Let's try him again. Brandon from Boise, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? While we're talking about robots, can we give Drew Brees a robot arm again so he can win us another Super Bowl? I was trying to find out what you think the Saints are going to do in the NFC South this year.
Be awful. I'm sorry, Brandon.
Golly.
Like, come on. It's going to be the Falcons. It's going to be the Buccaneers. You'll have the Saints. And I think the Saints, they'll be at or around 500. And then everybody will just beat up on the Panthers. Look, I know the Saints ended last year on a little bit of a high note. But there's nothing that I find enthusiastic about them. And I find Derek Carr to be the most good but average quarterback in the game. Like, he's good enough to put up numbers, but he's not good enough to take you over a hump. I wish the Saints weren't in a space where they're kind of just treading water. Like, what do you expect from them? I expected an average football team.
I expect this new offensive coordinator to install that new system and change what we needed, because we had Peyton's old system. Even though he was gone, we got rid of Carmichael, and we brought in this guy from San Francisco.
Kubiak.
His daddy won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Kubiak. Clint. Point Kubiak.
So I think they're going to do something. If that offense can maintain
what is something?
At least midway,
what is something?
If the offense can score two touchdowns a game and that defense can play like it did last year with Chase Young added, I think we can make some noise.
Yeah, good for Chase Young. He's on a contract year coming off of another surgery.
Being on the Redskins.
Oh, he was more than that. He was hurt all over the place. He went out to San Francisco. He didn't necessarily perform all that great on the opposite side of Bosa. Here's my question that you haven't answered. You said make noise, do something. What is that? What do you expect from them? Give me a number.
With this offense, if it can pass, if it can do what I think it can do, we're having a home game. Home game in New Orleans. Playoff home game in New Orleans.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be, and thank you, Brandon, for calling from Boise. That would be best case. But you want to know something? That doesn't do anything. Like, the Saints are just a team that's good enough to be good or bad because they can go one way or the other. And they're just treading water. They're not winning a championship with Derek Carr as their quarterback. It's not happening. I'm just telling you the truth. So they can continue to kind of tread and tread and tread and tread and tread. But eventually, they're going to have to start over and find the next guy. This is just what it is. You wish Drew Brees had a new robot arm? Yeah, they did. They gave him a robot arm when he left San Diego and went to New Orleans. He had a lot of success with that robot arm, a Super Bowl. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Speaking of a robot arm, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a football team that might be able to afford a robot arm, an island, a lot, because one of their former employees tried to get money from Saudi Arabia. I'm talking about Deion's team. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'll share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This is the last segment of the week. And then we'll be back on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We talked about a lot today, getting you ready for the college football that starts tomorrow with Tech and the Seminoles. Talk some NFL football. I mean, we got a week of nothingness, really. Once we get past this weekend's preseason games and no preseason games next week before the start of the NFL regular season. And it is crazy to think that we are staring at Labor Day. And that's it. It's not the calendar end of summer, but it is. It's just about. And we got kids all over the country who have gone back to school. Once we get to Labor Day, we got more kids who are going back to school. And that's it. Back to normal. Hickey, nothing changes for us except for we got football, we got sports to talk about. That's it.
It's go time for us. It is funny though, you said going back to school, and like there was a little bit like, ooh, like the chills come, even though now that's not happened, you know, almost a decade now for me, but still. That phrase, I think no matter how old you are, you still get those flashbacks.
Going back to school. It sucks.
Remember those ads in, like, August? You know, every, like, supermarket or, like, store would be, like, going back to school, get your backpacks, you know, half off. Get out of my face.
It's the worst. You know what I hated? I hated having a break, like, for Christmas or Thanksgiving. What's the other one around Easter? What is it, Easter break?
Spring break.
Yeah, whatever they call this stuff. I used to hate it, and they used to give us packets of work.
Like, that's cruel.
What are you doing? Like this much work? Even as a child? Oh my God. Now you talk about flashbacks. Like I'm a kid. I get it. You don't want me to, you know, go away and all of a sudden I'm stupid. I come back and don't remember anything. You know, I know education has changed so much over the years and now it's technology. I got paper packets and the work would be just ridiculous. It's like I can understand if you say, hey, you know, here's some work for every other day, you know, times, tables, this, write a sentence here. But I feel like we would get booklets that were so thick it'd be impossible to do. It's like it felt like a punishment. Like, I'm a child. Can I live a little too?
Sorry, Santa. I can't open the gifts. I got homework to do.
Hated that. Hickey, I think I might remember three of my elementary teachers, right? I wish I remembered some of the others. I'm angry now, Hickey. Now I'm angry. I'm ending my Friday angry.
Write some strongly worded emails to probably email addresses that are long outdated because I'm sure they're long gone.
Hickey, when I wasn't, there were no email addresses. There's no email.
Teachers had it easier back then.
Teachers had no email?
Hey, one less, way to reach out. Off the grid.
Who?
Teachers.
The parents or what?
Well, that too. Parents complain, you don't have to worry about it.
You had to get a call. There was no email. You had to get a call. Your parent had to go to the school, or the teacher would call, or the teacher would put a note in your bag.
Now those, you talk about some bad memories. Those are bad memories.
Oh, you got some of those?
Oh, boy.
You got a note in your bag?
Notes.
Oh,
not call. I don't think our school didn't do calls, but I got notes. Kid. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God.
That, like, ride home was the worst.
Oh.
Filled with dread.
I got one call from the weirdest teacher ever. I'm not going to say his name. No, I'm not going to say his name. But he was a science teacher. The phone rang. My mother looked at me like, what's this man calling for? I'm like, I don't know. He's a weird dude. I don't even know what he wanted. Just something. I don't know.
Probably nothing good. The teachers are not calling your home.
Nah,
just to say, Al Jarrah's doing a great job in science.
He was. Oh, it wasn't anything positive. He was just he was a weird guy. I've never gotten a call. I never got a call. I never got a note. And so when that guy called the house, I don't know. It's like, hey, he's JR's not doing this or that. And I'm like, Ma, it's just, I got it. There's nobody ever called.
Parent-teacher conferences, you have those?
Oh, yeah, we had those. No problems. None.
Oh,
none.
Good for you.
Model student over here, Hickey. Until I got older and realized it was all a sham.
Until you realize, I don't need to do this.
A former Colorado coach just admitted that he almost got NIL money from Saudi Arabia. Former special teams coordinator Trevor Riley said that he spent the holidays in Saudi Arabia discussing NIL funding with the country's public investment fund. And Trevor did mention that he was just trying to help Colorado the best way he knew how. And even though pursuing business with the Saudis isn't really a first-timer in sports, there are a ton of issues in getting money from Saudi Arabia. Human rights issues have surfaced in Saudi Arabia, and they've been accused of using sports investments to improve their public image. Now, Colorado has already been criticized in the past for focusing on their big social media presence and not really worrying about what's happening on the field. And given that they already had a 4-8 record in Coach Prime's first season, now might not really be the time to bring more attention to a team that needs a big season.
That guy don't work there no more. How about that? Is it? And Hickey, what's wrong with using sports to bolster your image? It's what I do every day. At least I try.
But unlike the Saudis.
Oh, okay. We don't have to list.
Your reputation is sterling. That's how we'll say it.
Is it? Almost. Almost.
Well, nobody's perfect, but.
And I don't have no human rights violations.
Right. Your transgressions versus their transgressions.
Yeah.
I think you come out on top.
I haven't abused a journalist. Let's not go down the list.
Yeah.
There are some concerns. Hickey, this is what I believe. Eventually, and this is maybe this is why this deal between LIV and the PGA hasn't completed. There's eventually going to be some type of government intervention. Don't you think before we get into a space where the Saudis are investing in leagues and teams here, wouldn't you think the government of the United States of America, Congress, House of Representatives, don't you think they'd get involved?
I would hope so, because if not, it does feel like it could be just a domino effect, right? Like if they invested, let's say, with Colorado and things go well, there's a lot of money coming and all of a sudden Colorado gets all these players. Well, there's been rumors that they're trying to buy an NFL team. If you're, MLS, any other, sports team looking to sell, And all of a sudden now, if you're the other owners, and, oh, we could sell to the PIF, and they'll bring all this money in, it could, you know, all of a sudden be a domino effect where they are just now everywhere before you know it, because they're willing to just throw money around. I would hope the government would intervene before it gets to that point.
And look, they've already invested in the Saudis, I should say, have already invested, not specifically the fund. You look at football, international football, some of the big football teams, they already have Saudi money. And there are a lot of fans who aren't necessarily happy with how the teams are ran. Yeah, you can spend money to buy a lot of the players, but the consistency and the management, it becomes real, real messy real soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. As we roll out and call it a week, it's time to go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is August 23rd, 2024. Let's go back to August 23rd, 1989, because this was a first in Major League Baseball history. A mascot was ejected. You could thank the great, late great Tommy Lasorda. The Dodgers won 1-0. The baseball game took 22 innings, and let's just say even the mascot got restless so much he put out a pillow and laid down and was banging on the dugout, and Tommy Lasorda said, enough.
Time is called. They want Yuppie off the Dodger dugout. He's bugging the Dodger players, and Tom Lasorda is out. And third base umpire Bob Davidson is throwing Yuppie out of the ballgame. He wants him off the Dodger dugout. Tommy Lasorda has put up a complaint. This will draw the ire of the fans. And they want Buck Rogers out to get Yuppie out of there. Buck is sitting down. Here comes Davidson running over, and Buck's going to make Davidson come over and say, what do you, or no, they're calling somebody from security over.
They're going to call security and remove him from the ballpark.
Well, we've seen it all now, huh? Yuppie's been thrown out of the game, off the Dodgers dugout. This is a first. Yuppie's been thrown out of the ballgame.
Yeah, the mascot, he threw the mascot out the game. Tommy Lasorda was mad, and the umpire said, yeah, you got to go. The mascot was just trying to take a nap. Anyway, also this day, August 23rd, 2008, the Team USA women's basketball team, they won gold in Beijing. They beat Australia 92-65. Listen to this, courtesy of the Olympics.
So this one will be dribbled out by Lawson. Candace Parker thought about going for the dunk. But there it is. At the end of four quarters of play, Lisa Leslie has secured her fourth Olympic title. Candace Parker, her first, because the USA are once again the gold medalist in the Olympic Games.
Yeah, what else is new? This is what we do, right? Hickey, you want to know who else was on that team?
Sure.
Diana Taurasi.
Had to be.
You want to know who's going to be on the team in 2028?
Caitlin Clark. Oh, Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark and Diana Taurasi. Caitlin Clark will have broken every record by then, and Diana Taurasi will still be like, hey, lady, carry my bags. Carry them. Anyway, it's been a fun week, Hickey. Thank you.
It has been a fun week. Flew by.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much to our guests today. We always have guests on the show. What am I talking about? I lost my train of thought. I'm trying to leave. And hey, thank you, George Bremer. Appreciate you. Thank you to Dustin Lewis. Covers all things Seminoles. We'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Looking forward to college football tomorrow. I know as Hickey is as well. Y'all be safe, be well, be cool. Hickey, where can people listen to you, man?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah, make sure you listen to Hickey. I'll be back on Monday. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler's coming up next. Y'all have a good weekend. Thank you, Hickey.